It's a long trip, and the time difference, obviously 5 hours, the difference is a bit of a player. But most of our guys, we're lucky, we're used to that. And, you know, we played last year in the finals when we had to go over there and play and come back straight away. So it's the guys are used to it by now.
Getting an opportunity to train over there. Is that a good way of blowing out the cobweb as much as you arrive?
Yeah, just going to get us in the time zone a little bit better, and hopefully it works. You know, hopefully we get there nice and refreshed and get ready to go.
When was the last time we would have got to do that? Obviously, the grand final series, you didn't get a chance.
No, well, that last year in the finals was just jump off the plane, sleep and out and get dressed and play the game. So, normally we try to do it if the schedule allows it. And now we've got a Thursday night game, which is suits us well.
It appears with your schedule, they've got the next 5 in a row away. It's not a brutal, constantly jumping on a plane, going to the next game sort of schedule. That must be beneficial.
Yeah, we got the single games coming up, so we'll have no excuses whatsoever. We're starting to play some great basketball, and we've seen that last weekend. We just need to close it off a little bit better, and we had our chances against Adelaide on the road, and hopefully we take those against New Zealand.
You talk about closing off a bit. When you had that lead against on the weekend and also lost towards the end, with the way that the ladder is being so close, it's likely that teams are going to be tied on points at the end of the year and stuff. Are you starting to look at that and say, well, how do we make sure that if we've got a buffer, that we just hold a buffer?
Yeah, well, let's get the buffer first. Yeah. You know, we're playing the right way, which is great. We just needed some better clock management down the stretch, and just make sure that they're getting through our offense and not breaking it off, and we'll learn from that experience on the weekend.
It's always been such a tough place to go over there. They've had their ups and downs this season. Do you see it as a similarly tough sort of test? Is it the same sort of story?
Any time that we play New Zealand, it's always a cracker. It doesn't matter where we are on the ladder. It's, they've got some quality players, and, they've changed imports, and so we get a look at Stockton for the first time, but they've still got Webster, and they've got Penny and Abercrombie and Vicona, and, they're international players. So we know how good they are. We respect them, and we look forward to the challenge.
When you go into a situation like this, 5 games on the road without your home venue available, is it possible to put sort of a goal on it, a number on it, how many wins you think are acceptable? How do you look at it?
First and foremost is playing the right way. You know, if it doesn't matter where you play in this league, if you're playing the right way, you give yourself a chance to win. We got back on track last weekend with the game against Melbourne, and now it's up to us to duplicate that, no matter where we play it, in Australia or New Zealand.
Just to clarify as well, with Damian Martin, you've said he might be a bit ahead of schedule in the past. Is he definitely going to miss these 5 games? When are you sort of targeting?
Yeah, no, it was still late January. That was forecast. And look, Damo is just out of the brace and started running, but he's still a long way from it.